So as we approach the parshas of Bishalach and Tu Bishvat, I want to try to combine both ideas together. On Tu Bishvat, it's Chag Lilanos, as we know. Rav David Modina writes in the Zecher David that on Rosh Hashanah Lilanos, on Tu Bishvat, a person should make a cheshbon hanefesh and do tshuva in the area of Hilchos Brachos. So the topic tonight is going to be in the realm of Hilchos Brachos. But in addition, it's also going to kind of relate to the man. This is a bit of a stretch, but you know, the man was this food that came from Shemayim, and there was a discussion about what the bracha on man is. It's like bread, but it's not bread. Something that satiates in that similar way. And tonight we're going to discuss gluten-free breads. And what is the bracha on them? So you say that seems to be pretty obvious. Well, if there's no flour in it, then it shouldn't be anything more than shahakal. So that really should be the end of the discussion. But we're going to talk about an advancement in a type of gluten-free breads that exist out there. You may not even realize that you're consuming such things. And it's important to be aware of the implication in Hilchos Brachos when it comes to gluten-free products. So let's begin. There are five types of grain in halacha: chita, sora, shibor, shoal, kusmin, and shipon, or better known as wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. We generally make bread from these five grains because their nutritional composition has, in addition to starch, gluten protein, which causes the sourness, that bread taste that we like, and the stickiness, that girth of the dough. And this quality is really only found in these five grains, and it does not occur in other plants. The exception is oats, which doesn't really contain any natural gluten. That's why you can get oat matzah for those who are gluten-free. Recently, there's been certainly an increase in gluten sensitivity or celiac, and therefore food companies have increased the selection on production of gluten-free products, and these products are made from different combinations of flour, flours of the chamashis midim that don't contain gluten, as we'll talk about, spelt and oats, genetically engineered wheat, we'll talk about that as well, that doesn't contain gluten, and flours that are not from the five grains at all. Rice, potato, corn, things like that can be found not anymore in just the health food stores in the health food section, but throughout all grocery stores, you'll find all types of gluten-free things in the mainstream aisles. Now, there are certain breads and foods that are certainly not hamotzi. That really is no discussion tonight. There are breads made from kidney oats, flour, legumes, things like that, corn, rice, potato, and the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Reish Ches and Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, based on the Shulach Sam Sofer, that the bracha is certainly not hamotzi at all. Now, for those with gluten sensitivities, there are other flours as well, in addition to that don't have gluten, that naturally grow without gluten. As long as it grew in a field that was clear of other grains that contained gluten, then it's fine, because sometimes there's cross-pollination. A kind of bit of an oil rasha, oil shcheno, that if a non-gluten product grows near a gluten product, sometimes it can get into it. There's also spelt flour, which contains a small percentage of gluten, but spelt's percentage of gluten is so low that it's not a problem for those with gluten sensitivities. Now, with regard to spelt and oat flour, the mesonos is to make hamotzi and to bench, or mesonos alamichia, depending on what the particular product is and how it's being made. There are some experts who claim that spelt and oats that we have nowadays are actually kidney oats, and they're really not part of the chameshes mine dagon that Chazal had in mind. Rav Yashuv rejected this. Rashi doesn't seem to say this as well. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach actually was concerned for this opinion, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach would make a shahakol on oatmeal. Rav Yosef Efrati writes in Halichos Sada that the oats can become chametz even without gluten, and he argues that the mesora from the Rishonim and the poskim is to treat oats as part of the chameshes mine dagon, and therefore we make a mezonos on oat products. Now, that's pretty clear so far, right? We have things that are totally not of the chameshes mine dagon. The second category are spelt and oats that don't contain gluten, but we have a mesora to treat them as hamotzi and mezonos. The third category is really our topic for tonight, and that is special types of flours that are called gluten-free wheat flour, or in Israel, kemach chita lelo gluten, wheat flour without gluten. The process, how do they make wheat flour without gluten? Well, there's two things. Either they take flour that comes from regular wheat and in the factory, they break down the components of the flour through an evaporation process, and that removes the gluten from the flour, essentially leaving only the starch of the wheat behind. That is essentially what's going on over here in these types of flours, in which you have, again, you'll have these, you'll have, you can go to the supermarket and buy them. They sell them in stores. They'll have these types of gluten flours, gluten-free flours, where the they go through a chemical they go through a process in the plant that essentially removes the gluten from it, leaving only the starch behind. Sometimes in stores it's called like wheat starch, or however it's being marketed. That's number one. Number two, which is becoming a little bit more popular on the market, is genetically engineered wheat that grows without gluten. Science is curing and solving all types of things, and we're not working on coronavirus vaccines. They are growing flour, they're growing wheat that doesn't contain gluten. The Poskim discuss, and this is our discussion tonight, whether one should make hamotzi on a baked good made from such flour. Is this like regular wheat? Or, our discussion is going to be, does the bracha change that when the wheat loses the part of it that makes it chametz? Does it now no longer, hamotzi is no longer mazonis? That's going to be our discussion tonight. Now, practically, just a thing for those bakers out there, it is difficult to make bread from gluten-free flour because gluten is the glue that holds together the dough. Recently in Italy, and this has become very popular in Eretz Yisrael, they have made flour without gluten under the hashgacha of the Badat Eid Haredis that acts like regular flour but doesn't contain gluten. This is one of these things that only contain the starch. So let's look at what the poskim say, and then we're going to get into the lumdus and halacha lemaisa. There are three approaches of how to approach this type of flour that contains no gluten and only the wheat starch. That first is that you make it a regular hamotzi, a regular benching on the bread. This is what Rav Yashiv is quoted in his Ha'aras HaMaseches Pesachim Daf Lamed Hey, in his Agada as well. Rabbi Alexander Mandelbaum was considered the biggest expert in Hilchos Brachos in Eretz Yisrael, the author of the Zos HaBracha. There's a sefer called Siliak Bahalacha says the same thing. Rav Shmuel Yosef Shtitzberg, we're going to quote from his article in the Shari HaBracha, says this. And this is also the Pesach on the Hechsher of the Badat Eid Haredis, that we treat the gluten-free wheat flour as a regular 100% flour. The flour brand is called Molino Flour. That's the one that's sold in Eretz Yisrael. And they understand that it's, even without the gluten, it's still hamotzi, and it gets birchas hamazon. The reason is that even though the gluten has been removed, and this is what makes it chametz, nevertheless, it is still wheat, because the main satiating ingredient in bread is the starch, which is still very much present. Perhaps for matzah, it's necessary to have something that become chametz. But for the blessing on bread, it's still bread and it's still hamotzi, even though there's no gluten. And if it's used for desserts, it'll be mazonos, it'll be alamecha. That's approach number one. Approach number two is Rosh Shlomo Zalman Omen. In the Torah Journal, the Beis Halevi, volume 18, he discusses all of these points, and he says, nevertheless, he is unsure because it is not machmitz. Without gluten, it is not halachically something that can become chametz. And he says that because of the suffix, one should make a mezonos and alamichya on breads made from gluten-free wheat flour. According to him, you can have a real mezonos roll if you use gluten-free wheat flour. And he says there's a machlokas haposkim, whether the blessing of hamotzi depends on whether you make challah on it. The Mishnah Berurah cites the Elio Rabbi, who says that because of the suffix, it should be eaten inside a suda when you eat it, or eat it with some other mezonos. And according to Shneur Zalman Revach, in this Chuvas Sheish Marsar Chelik Beis, he says you should make a mezonos based on the same reasons by Rosh Shlomo Zalman Omen as well. So sheets number two is, on gluten-free wheat flour, you always make a mezonos. The third shita in this discussion is a tshuva recently published by Rav Moshe Sternbach in the Chuvas Vanagos Chelik Zayin Simn Chav Gimel. And Rav Sternbach says that it depends who is eating the gluten-free wheat flour. He says a healthy person can eat normal bread. If you're a healthy person who can eat normal bread without any side effects from eating something with gluten, then you should not make hamotzi on this special flour, and instead mezonos should be said. If a person has a gluten sensitivity and they can't eat regular bread, then they should make a hamotzi and a bench on the gluten-free flour. And he explains that gluten in wheat is responsible for the swelling of the bread, and that's what makes the bread filling. When it comes to gluten-free bread, you need to eat more than regular bread in order to be filled up. The reason why bread has a bracha of hamotzi and you bench on it is because of ve'achalta ve'savata uve'rachta, that you are satiated. If the bread isn't filling you up enough, then it doesn't have the mila, the benefit of pas kviya suda, bread that is part of a suda. And therefore, says Rav Sternbach, a healthy person, the bracha on gluten-free wheat bread should be mizonos. However, for a person who has a gluten sensitivity, and for them, this is their regular bread, and this is what fills them up, they should make hamotzi. So just to review, many poskim say the bracha on gluten-free wheat flour is hamotzi. Some say it's mizonos because they're unsure. And Rav Sternbach has a chiddush. If you're healthy and you eat regular gluten bread, then gluten-free is mizonos for you. But if you have a celiac issue or a gluten issue, then for you, gluten-free wheat flour becomes hamotzi. What does the Gemara, what does the Shulchan Aruch say about this discussion? I promise you, they did not have gluten-free wheat in the days of the Gemara, but what would they have said? So this is a Gemara in Menachos, Daf Ayin Amud Beis, 70b. The Gemara says that if something can become chametz, then you can use it for matzah on Pesach. But if it's not possible for it to be chametz, then you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with it on Pesach. So for example, rice and millet are putzer in challah because of Gzeirah Shava, learned from the lechem of matzah to the lechem of Rosh Hashanah. In Bamidbar it says, V'haya b'achalchem mi lechem haaretz, then you take challah on something that is lechem haaretz, and in Dvarim it says, lo sochu lav chametz, shivas yamim tocha lav matzah lechem oni, that matzah is lechem oni. So challah is on lechem, and matzah is lechem. Just like matzah is not kosher if it's made from rice or millet, because they can't become chametz, so too these grains, rice and millet, are not chayv in challah, nor is there an iser chadash as well. Rav Elchanan Wasserman writes in the Kovid Shurim, on Psachim Os Kuf Ayin Vav. He presents a chakira. Ready? Here's the lumdus for tonight. What is the gedder, what is the definition of why rice and millet is not good for matzah? Is it because rice and millet cannot become chametz, or is it because they're not chameshes minei daka, they're not part of the 5 grams? Is it the simen or the siva? Does the fact that it can become chametz the reason why it's not good for matzah, or is that just indicative that it's not part of the 5 grains? So how do we understand this? How do we apply this chakira? The Ramban says the issue is the actual ability to become chametz, and that's why matzah ashira, matzah that has fruit juice, is pasul, because the fruit juice does not allow the dough to become chametz. On the other hand, rice dough, says the Ramban, could be used for matzah if you put a small amount of grain into it, of the other grains, and mix it in, because now, technically, with the small amount of wheat flour added to the rice, it is now able to become chametz. That's the sheet of the Ramban. It's all about the ability to become chametz. That's what makes it bread. According to the Rush, it all depends on chameshes minei dagan. If it's part of the 5 special grains, then it's bread in halacha, and therefore it would be good for matzah. And if it's not, then it would not be good for matzah. The Rashba, in his Psukim on Challah, says that a dough that is kneaded with fruit juice is not something that can become chametz, and yet it is still chayv in Challah. Let's say that again. A dough that is kneaded with fruit juice and therefore cannot become chametz is still chayv in challah. On the other hand, we learned the connection between lechem and lechem, that you can't be yotze in the midst of matzah with dough that cannot become chametz. So how is that possible? The Gemara says, if it can't become chametz, there is no mitzvah of matzah, and there's no chi of challah. But the Rashba is telling me that if I put fruit juice into my bread, I can still be chayv in challah, even though it can't become chametz. The Rashba understands that the only thing that the connection between lechem of chametz and lechem of challah teaches me is that the type of grain that should be used, something that can become chametz, the type of grain. The issue on Pesach is only matzah shira, that it's not going to have the taste of lechem only, and that's fine. But says the Rashba, I don't care about what other ingredients I put into it that might stunt the ability for it to become chametz, that would impact challah, things like that. When it comes to the halach of what is lechem, says the Rashba, I look at one thing and one thing only. Can that species, can that type of grain become chametz on its own? The issue of whether the bracha of hamotzi for this type of bread is considered lechem because the gluten-free flour is machmetz, and therefore it's not pas, or perhaps it should say that it's not machmetz. Again, the issue is as follows. Gluten-free flour is missing the gluten, so technically it can't become chametz. Now, it's not kosher for Pesach, but technically it's not going to undergo the processing that chametz does. And therefore, that's why the bracha should not be a motzi. Or perhaps, at the end of the day, it's wheat flour. It's missing a vital component, but it's still going to be wheat flour, and therefore it should be hamotzi. That's the question over here we want to plug in. That's a question we want to understand in the next few minutes. Again, to repeat it, gluten-free flour. It is flour, and therefore that's why it should be hamotzi. But maybe, on the other hand, it doesn't have the natural capabilities to become chametz, and therefore maybe that's why it should not be hamotzi. Does hamotzi depend on what we do with challah? So the Magen Avraham says, well, not yes. He says in Siman Kuf Samaches that something called tarisa, which is the mixture of water and flour, which is poured on top of a stove, kind of like a pancake, is patur in challah, because it's not considered bread, because it's poured. However, after it is baked on the stove, and it turns into a bread-like substance, if you are koveya suda, you're not going to have it as your meal, so then it should be considered hamotzi. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, no, if there's no tsuras halachim, it doesn't act or bake like a bread, it's like a pancake, regarding the chiyav chal, and there's bracha, the bracha is only mizonos. So, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes in Halicha Shlomo in Hilchos Pesach, he cites a Ramban, that the Ramban learns that dough with fruit juice is pasul for matzah, because it can't become chametz, and at the same time, it's chayv and challah. So it seems, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that challah and hamotzi, there's no need for something to become chametz in order to be considered bread. The flour, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, needs to be from a type of flour that could become chametz. The connection between challah and matzah is not a real gzeirah shavah, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach. Chazal saw that only five grains are machmetz, can become chametz, and therefore the bread on Pesach must come from these five grains. And that's it. It's all about the type of grain. That's the most important thing. Okay, that's what Shlomo Zalman would seem to say over here. You could argue that wheat flour without gluten is not a type of grain. It's a new invention. It's like a sixth grain. There's wheat, barley, rye, oats, spelt, and those five grains. And then there's like a sixth grain, and that's called gluten-free wheat flour. Maybe bracha shouldn't be hamotzi. However, the Chazon Ish and the Chasam Sofer seem to say that any change in the physical makeup of the item changes the din. But the Nishmas Adam writes in Hilchos Pesach that in regards to bran, what's bran? Bran is the chaff that's removed from the wheat kernel, which is part of the wheat, but it can't become chametz. It's only part of the species, but the bracha is still hamotzi. If you make bread out of bran, the Nishmas Adam says the bracha is hamotzi. Apparently, he doesn't care if the flour can actually be machmetz, it can be chametz, as long as it belongs to the family of the flour that can. So we have a very strong indication from the Nishmas Adam, from Shlomo Zalman Arbach's understanding of the Ramban, that all we care about when it comes to the bracha is what family is it from. If this is from the wheat flour family, even though I removed an integral component of that item in the bread-making process, nevertheless, it is still hamotzi. Okay, so let's raise a couple of issues here and talk about what halacha lemaisa may come out to be. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis says that when it comes to the bracha mazonos, if the food contains any of the chameshes minei nagan, the bracha is mazonos, right? If you have a type of like a mixture. You have like a cookie sandwich, something like that, and there's mizonos there. So mizonos can't be ignored. It's always integral. What is so special about mizonos? Why mizonos always becomes the ikar versus the tafel? So the poskim explain that dagan, that grain, is not butel in a mixture because the dagan, the grain, is the main sustenance of a person. Based on this, Rav Shmuel Yosef Shtitzberg, who is the main article from before, so he writes that gluten-free wheat lacks the main sustaining ingredient of gluten. And without it, you usually cannot make proper bread. And therefore, he says, people are telling me that it lacks chashivas. Without gluten, this flour is no longer considered dagan, and the bracha is shehakol. Says Rabbi Shtitzberg, I think it's wrong for four reasons. He says, first of all, gluten-free flour does have the taste and look of grain. If it walks like a duck, and talks like a duck, and quacks like a duck, so it's a duck. If it looks like grain, it tastes like grain, so it should be treated like grain. And therefore, the bracha should be hamotzi. Yes, even though the bakers must do certain things in order for it to bake properly, nevertheless, it's still going to be considered hamotzi. I think, I didn't try this myself, but I think according to the recipes, sometimes when you have these gluten-free wheat flours, you have to put it in the microwave afterwards for it to kind of like firm up. It's one of the things. Okay, you got to do some weird things to it for in order for it to come out normal. But it doesn't mean that it's not grain, says Rabbi Shtitzberg. Number two, he says that gluten-free wheat is lachem hameyuad lekoseach. The Shulchan Aruch says that something like this, something that is designated as bread, is understood to be treated as bread, it should be mizonos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you make nice rolls and it's fashioned in to look like a bread, so it becomes hamotzi. Okay, it looks like bread. Okay, it might not be your favorite tasting bread, but it looks like bread, and therefore the bracha should be hamotzi if it contains grain. Number three, Rav Yashuv says that the reason why dagan isn't batal in a mixture is because the bracha of a food is based on the satiating aspect of the food. The dagan is what satiates. Similarly, gluten-free flour is an item that satiates, and therefore should get a proper bracha. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Ches that you make a shehakel on raw flour. If you walked into the pantry tonight after you were done and you took out a spoonful of raw flour, you'd make a shehakel on that. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason why is because the grain was downgraded. It was hishtana legrius, it was downgraded because it was ground into flour and it wasn't yet improved into a lechem, it wasn't improved into bread. It's no longer a pre, it's not yet edible, and therefore it becomes shehakel. So, says Rabbi Shtitzberg, those who think that the bracha on gluten-free flour is mizonos will tell you that if you don't place the bread in the microwave after baking it, it's going to fall apart. Apparently, there's something lacking in the nature of the bread. And the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Samaches that the bread baked in a weird way doesn't have the chashivas of bread. However, he says, those who say, and this is him, who says the bracha on gluten-free wheat flour should be hamotzi, is that once the gluten-free flour is turned into regular dough, it retains the bracha motzi. I don't care what you do to it. Even though it's harder to make it look like a regular loaf of bread, it still maintains the metzias, the reality of bread. There are all types of bread that may crumble, do weird things, but it doesn't mean it's not hamotzi at the end of the day. So this is really where the halacha stands. It seemingly stands that the majority of poskim say that gluten-free bread flour, wheat flour, is going to be hamotzi because the starch is the main thing and therefore that should be considered hamotzi. There's a minority of opinions that say that the bracha should be mizonos because of a suffix here. And then Rav Sternbach has a very, very interesting shita, which I think is unique to him, is that it depends. If you're a healthy person, then gluten-free bread should be mizonos because it's not your regular bread that fills you up. But if you have celiac, you have a gluten sensitivity, then you would make a hamotzi on such a bread because that becomes your regular bread that fills you up. Okay, we will stop here.